Microsoft's interest in taking over an internet giant has been met with a big no thank you. Yahoo Today rejected a purchase offer. You'll remember that Microsoft has offered $44.6 billion for Yahoo. NPR's Laura Seidel joined us to explain why Yahoo would turn down Microsoft's unsolicited bid.
Well, for a number of reasons. For one thing, Jerry Yang, who is one of the founders of Yahoo, has never really liked Microsoft. A lot of Silicon Valley doesn't. They see Microsoft as this big, giant player that tries to crush creativity. So even though in the past Microsoft has approached Yahoo, they've always turned them down. And Yang was already ready to get rid of 1,000 employees just to kind of move Yahoo forward. If Microsoft were to purchase Yahoo, he would probably have to lay off more people, and I think he's very protective of his employees. This is the company he founded. The other thing is, it also could be a negotiating tactic. So they may want to actually get more money out of Microsoft. When Microsoft made its offer, they were offering $31 a share at a moment when Yahoo was trading below $20 a share, but there are still a lot of people who believe that $31 a share is undervaluing it. So even if they don't really want to sell, if they're going to sell, they want to make sure they can get the best price possible and get Microsoft to bid up.
Well, in a sense, is it up to Yang and those at the top of Yahoo whether they sell or not?
You know, ultimately, it might not be, because Microsoft is going to go, if they say no, Microsoft's going to start to court the shareholders. And already you've got a group of people who are among the shareholders who were kind of rebelling here and saying, hey, we would sell to Microsoft. Listen, if you were a shareholder and Yahoo had been selling for under $20 a share and now Microsoft's offering $31, you might be saying, yeah, sell. This looks good for me. At the same time, Yahoo is trying to court some other suitors so that maybe they can get out from under Microsoft, like Rupert Murdoch or AT&T.
So they'd rather sell to Rupert Murdoch or AT&T, anybody but Microsoft?
Anybody but Microsoft. Yeah, it does seem that way. There really is a sense somehow within Silicon Valley that people don't want to sell out to Microsoft.
Now, Microsoft wants Yahoo because it is trying to compete with Google.
That is right. Right now, search is really the key to online ads. And right now, Google is, without a doubt, hands down winning in the search business. Say, in the month of December, they got about 60% of all online searches. Compare that to Yahoo, which got 18%, and Microsoft around 14%. So there's just no doubt that Google is the leader, and that's where you sell ads, is in the search business. Microsoft knows that. If they team up with Yahoo, they really would have a chance at competing against Google.
And Google, what does it think of all this?
They're not happy. As you can imagine, they would not be, because indeed this would bring some serious competition to them, I think. They've already tried to talk to regulators and say, hey, you guys, you should look into this, because I actually think that Microsoft and Yahoo together would actually be a monopoly. I think that's going to be a hard argument to make, although I am sure regulators are going to investigate it.
Laura, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Laura Seidel speaking to us from San Francisco.